Now hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in the prophet Habakkuk, portions of chapter 2. I will stand on my guard duty, and stand forth upon the battlement, and will watch to see what he will speak in me, and what I shall reply according to my reproof. And Yehovah answered me, and said, Write the vision, and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is still for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak out, and not lie, though it linger, tarry for it. For coming it will come, it will not delay. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the peoples shall spoil thee, from the bloods of man, and the violence of the land, of the city, and of all who dwell in her. Woe to him who gains an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be rescued from the palm of the hand of evil. Thou hast counseled shame to thy house by scraping off many peoples, and thou hast sinned against thy soul. For the violence done to Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts which dismayed them, because of the bloods of man, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all who dwell in it. What value is the carved image that he who forms it has carved it? The molten image, and an instructor of falsity. That he who forms what is formed trusts in it, to make vain gods which are mute? Woe to him who says to the wood, Awake, to the silent stone, Stir up, it shall teach. Look, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But Yehovah is in the temple of his holiness. Keep silent before him, all the earth. Reading further from Arcana Celestia, number 1798. If you will, just examine all doctrinal things and see what and of what quality they are. Do they not all pertain to charity and consequently to the faith that is from charity? Take only the precepts of the Decalogue. The first of these is to worship the Lord God. He who has the life of love or of charity worships the Lord God, because this is his life. Another precept is to keep the Sabbath. He who is in the life of love or in charity keeps the Sabbath holy, for nothing is more sweet to him than to worship the Lord and to glorify him every day. The precept, Thou shalt not kill, is altogether of charity. He who loves his neighbor as himself shudders at doing anything that injures him, still more at killing him. So too the precept, Thou shalt not steal. For he who has the life of charity would rather give of his own to his neighbor than take anything away from him. And so with the precept, Thou shalt not commit adultery. He who is in the life of charity rather guards his neighbor's wife, lest anyone should offer her such injury, and regards adultery as a crime against conscience, and such as destroys conjugal love and its duties. To covet the things that are the neighbor's is also contrary to those who are in the life of charity. For it is of charity to desire good to others from oneself and one's own. Such, therefore, by no means covet the things which are in others. These are the precepts of the Decalogue, which are more external doctrinal things of faith. And these are not only known in the memory by him who is in charity and its life, but are in his heart, and he has them inscribed upon himself, because they are in his charity, and thus in his very life. And reading finally from Arcana Celestia, number 10,124. The implantation of good by means of truth with those who are in the spiritual kingdom is effected in another way than it is with those in the celestial kingdom. With those who are in the celestial kingdom, with those who are in the spiritual kingdom, truth is implanted in the external or natural man. And there, first becomes memory knowledge. And insofar as the man is affected by it and forms his life according to it, it is called forth into the understanding and becomes faith, and at the same time, charity toward the neighbor. This charity constitutes his new will, and this faith, his new understanding, and both, his conscience. Amen.